If you've been out shopping or dining this holiday week, you may have noticed fewer workers at some businesses. The Omicron surge is making it harder to staff stores and restaurants. And as NPR's Hanzila Wong reports, some businesses have had to make the hard choice to close their doors.
In New York City, Sarita Akia shut down her restaurant for the week. It's called Sarita's Macaroni and Cheese, or SMAC for short.
There's a lot of SMAC jokes out there. I've heard a lot of it for sure.
But it was no joke when one of her employees tested positive for the coronavirus a few days ago. Akia and her staffers decided to give themselves time to line up for PCR tests, wait for results, and try to figure out when it's safer to reopen.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that when we had to shut. I did feel very defeated. It just felt like, oh God, here we are again, you know, and it's just exhausting.
Other restaurants and stores are also feeling it. With COVID surging as the world heads into a third year of a pandemic that has put service workers' health and safety especially at risk and kept many small business owners in survival mode.
My employees are still going to get paid. We're paying them, but who's paying us? No one, right? Like, so that's the financial stress. And you want to make sure decisions are based on the right thing to do. That can be cloudy. What is the right thing to do?
For Alice Hutchinson, the right thing to do this week in Bethel, Connecticut,
thank you for calling Bird's Books,
was to leave this voicemail greeting for customers.
And we have decided to close through January 3rd.
One of her staffers tested positive, and she did too.
It's not great timing, but I keep reminding staff, aren't we lucky this didn't happen Thanksgiving weekend? And we would have faced essentially financial ruin because the last 6 weeks of the year are where most bookstores make 30 to 40% of their year sales.
No one who has COVID, Hutchinson says, is allowed to go back to work at her bookstore without isolating for 10 days.
Oh, definitely 10 days. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to mess around with this.
Even though the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have shortened their recommended isolation time to 5 days, if you've tested positive, have no symptoms, and wear a mask around others for 5 more days. Hutchinson says she also wants staffers to get a negative test before they return to work.
It's not good for my staff. It's not good for me. It's not good for the store. But it's certainly not good for our customers to walk into an environment that's iffy. And they're not going to trust us unless we do this.
Still, Oliver Chen, a retail industry analyst for the financial services firm Cowen & Company, says the CDC's latest recommendation could help lessen the pressure on the parts of the industry that are having a hard time filling work shifts. And that's not just the parts that are most visible to customers.
All of retail requires staffing. The digital side in terms of the supply chain and the warehouses and the delivery, and retail is just getting more complicated.
Including how to keep workplaces safe. And as the pandemic grinds on, many business owners will have to rethink how to retain their staffers, says Sucharita Kadali, a retail analyst at Forrester, a market researching company.
It's going to be hard to find people. And what you're going to need to do is you're going to have to pay people more.
Theo Skoulios, a part-time bartender in Maryland, says employers also need to have consistent protocols once workers test positive or have been identified as close contacts.
I know some other people where they say that their bosses were telling them to come in or they're fired. I'm like, that's crazy.
And with no end to the pandemic in sight, Skoulios says many service workers are hanging by a thread.
It just looks like we're going to have to fend for ourselves. There's no safety net for service workers or anyone that has to go inside to do their job.
Jobs that are only getting harder to do as Omicron continues to spread. Hanzila Wong, NPR News.